Biodiversity, Section 2. Biodiversity at Risk. About 65 million years ago, a series of changes in the Earth's climate and ecosystems caused the extinction of about half the species on Earth. The extinction of many species in a relatively short period of time is called a mass extinction. Earth has experienced several mass extinctions, as shown in Figure 6. It takes millions of years for biodiversity to rebound after a mass extinction. Current extinctions. Scientists are warning that we are in the midst of another mass extinction. The rate of extinction is estimated to have increased by a multiple of 50 since 1800. Between 1800 and 2100, up to 25% of all species on Earth may have become extinct. The current mass extinction is different from those of the past because humans are the primary cause of the extinctions. Species prone to extinction. Cockroaches and rats are not likely to become extinct because they have large populations that adapt easily to many habitats. But species with small populations in limited areas can easily become extinct. Species that are especially at risk of extinction include those that migrate, those that need large or special habitats, and those that are exploited by humans. An endangered species is a species that is likely to become extinct if protective measures are not taken immediately. A threatened species is a species that has a declining population and that is likely to become endangered if it is not protected. Additional categories of risk exist for certain legal and biological purposes. How do humans cause extinctions? In the past two centuries, human population growth has accelerated and so has the rate of extinctions. The numbers of worldwide species known to be threatened, endangered, or recently extinct are listed in Table 3. The major human causes of extinction today are the destruction of habitats, the introduction of non-native species, pollution, and the over-harvesting of species. Habitat destruction and fragmentation. As human populations grow, we use more land to build homes and harvest resources. In the process, we destroy and fragment the habitats of other species. It is estimated that habitat loss causes almost 75% of the extinctions now occurring. Due to habitat loss, the Florida panther is one of the most endangered animals in North America. The panther and its historical range are shown in Figure 7. 200 years ago, cougars, a species that includes panthers and mountain lions, ranged from Alaska to South America. Cougars require expansive ranges of forest habitat and large amounts of prey. Today, much of the cougar's habitat has been destroyed or broken up by roads, canals, and fences. In 2003, fewer than 100 Florida panthers made up the only remaining wild cougar population east of the Mississippi River. Invasive exotic species. An exotic species is a species that is not native to a particular region. Even such familiar organisms as cats and rats are considered to be exotic species when they are brought to regions where they never lived before. Exotic species can threaten native species that have no natural defenses against them. The invasive fire ants in Figure 8 threaten livestock, people, and native species throughout the southeastern United States. Harvesting, hunting, and poaching. Excessive hunting and harvesting of species can also lead to extinction. In the United States in the 1800s and 1900s, 2 billion passenger pigeons were hunted to extinction, and the bison was hunted nearly to extinction. Thousands of rare species worldwide are harvested and sold for use as pets, houseplants, wood, food, or herbal medicine. Many countries now have laws to regulate hunting, fishing, harvesting, and trade of wildlife. However, these activities continue illegally, a crime known as poaching. In poor countries especially, local species are an obvious source of food, medicine, or income. Moreover, not all threatened species are legally protected. Pollution. Pesticides, cleaning agents, drugs, and other chemicals used by humans are making their way into food webs around the globe. The long-term effects of chemicals may not be clear until after many years of use. The bald eagle is a well-known example of a species that was endangered because of a pesticide known as DDT. Although DDT is now illegal to use in the United States, it is still manufactured here and used around the world. Areas of critical biodiversity. Some parts of the world contain a greater diversity of species than others. An important feature of such areas is that they have a large portion of endemic species, meaning species that are native to and found only within a limited area. Ecologists often use the numbers of endemic species of plants as an indicator of overall biodiversity, because plants form the basis of ecosystems on land. Ecologists increasingly point out the importance of biodiversity in oceans, though marine ecosystems are also complex and poorly understood. Tropical rainforests. The remaining tropical rainforests cover less than 7% of the Earth's land surface. Yet biologists estimate that over half of the world's species live in these forests. Most of these species have never been described. Unknown numbers of species are disappearing as tropical forests are cleared for farming or cattle grazing. Meanwhile, tropical forests are among the few places where some native people maintain traditional lifestyles and an intimate knowledge of their forest homes. The case study below explains the increasing value of such knowledge in the global marketplace. Coral reefs and coastal ecosystems. Coral reefs occupy a small fraction of the marine environment, yet contain the majority of the biodiversity there. Reefs provide millions of people with food and tourism revenue. They protect coasts from waves and are sources of new chemicals. But reefs are poorly studied and are not well protected by laws. Nearly 60% of Earth's coral reefs are threatened by human activities such as overfishing and pollution. Similar threats affect coastal ecosystems such as swamps, marshes, shores, and kelp beds. Coastal areas are travel routes for many migrating species as well as links to ecosystems on land. Islands. When an island rises from the sea, it is colonized by a limited number of species from the mainland. These colonizing species may then evolve into several new species. Thus, islands often hold a very distinct but limited set of species. For example, the Hawaiian Islands have 28 species of an endemic family of birds called honeycreepers. Honeycreepers and many other island species are endangered by competition from exotic species. Biodiversity hotspots. The most threatened areas of high species diversity on Earth have been labeled biodiversity hotspots. 25 of these areas, shown in Figure 9, have been identified by international conservationists. The hotspot label was developed by ecologists in the late 1980s to identify areas that have high numbers of endemic species, but that are also threatened by human activities. Most of these hotspots have lost at least 70% of their original natural vegetation. The hotspots include mostly tropical rainforests, coastal areas, and islands. In Madagascar, for example, only 18% of the original forests remain. More than 80% of Madagascar's 10,000 flowering plant species are endemic, as are 91% of its 300 reptile species. All 33 species of lemur, which make up a tenth of the world's primate species, are found only in Madagascar. Biodiversity in the United States. You may notice that three of the biodiversity hotspots in Figure 9 are partly within U.S. borders. The United States includes a wide variety of unique ecosystems, including the Florida Everglades, the California coastal region, Hawaii, the Midwestern prairies, and the forests of the Pacific Northwest. The United States holds unusually high numbers of species of freshwater fishes, mussels, snails, and crayfish. Species diversity in the United States is also high among groups of land plants, such as pine trees and sunflowers. Some examples of the many species and populations that are at risk of being lost are shown in Figure 10. The California Floristic Province, a biodiversity hotspot, is home to 3,488 native plant species. Of these species, 2,124 are endemic and 565 are threatened or endangered. The threats to this area include the use of land for agriculture and housing, dam construction, overuse of water, destructive recreation, and mining, all stemming from local human population growth. Well, we've reached the end of this section. Before moving on, take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the review questions.